This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For the past three decades, Michigan and other states have been losing population to the Sun Belt, states like Arizona, Texas, and Florida. That's mostly due to jobs and, of course, the promise of sunny weather. But years-long droughts in some places, hurricanes in others, are leading some to reconsider where they call home. That includes Vincent Ayula and Debbie Anderson. The couple moved to Michigan from Felsmere, Florida, 12 miles off the Atlantic coast, this past April. And they join me now. So climate change models predict rising sea levels, more intense hurricanes, and increasingly hot temperatures in areas like Florida. How much did those concerns have to do with your decision to move to the Midwest?
Well, when we first moved to our place in Felsmere, the place that we bought didn't have hurricane shutters, and they were saying, oh, you don't need hurricane shutters. Well, what, 2 years later?
Within the year.
Within the year, two hurricanes hit right where we lived, back to back, within a couple weeks of each other. And we did get hurricane shutters before that, which was nice. But, you know, the fact that they didn't have hurricanes before very often, and now we're seeing more, kind of convinced us that maybe it's time to get out of Florida and move somewhere else.
But you kind of knew that before you went to Florida, right?
Yeah. Well, we're from the Northeast. She's from the D.C. area. I'm from New York City. I moved to Florida way back when. I just wanted a change. I'm an outdoorsy kind of person. Scuba diving appealed to me. The Everglades was right there. We both have been down there so long and been through so many hurricanes, and we've seen, you know, it's mostly anecdotal evidence, but I've sensed that the hurricanes are getting stronger lately. There seems like one storm after another is something that's unprecedented. And I just felt like if we waited a little bit too long, like say another 5 years, eventually with a storm like what's coming this week, it's going to finally sink into people's minds. Plus there's other factors. The water table down the aquifer is getting affected by encroaching seawater as the seas rise. It's not even just the hurricanes. I kind of was thinking about it. I wanted to be ahead of the curve before people started realizing this was going on and before all the equity we had in our property and our home just vanish, because I feel like that's going to happen. I feel, especially like after this storm, I think there's going to now be a mass exodus, because this is on the heels of other storms. And I just feel like if you're a property owner down there and you're anywhere near the coast and you're counting on that equity to maybe retire one day, I think it's really in your best interest to think about moving north or somewhere inland.
And that's a lot of speculation. Was there any point you're saying this is really hitting our lives in a personal way, besides the risk of losing property value?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see a storm coming and you're thinking, you know, do I need to take off my day of work to put up hurricane shutters? Do I need to, you know, stock up on supplies? Or is this hurricane going to miss us? It's just getting harder and harder to make predictions about what's going on.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize if you're not from a hurricane area, you just hear about these storms coming. There is so much prep that goes into when a storm is. You don't even have to get hit by the storm to be affected by it. You have to start planning a week ahead if you want to really truly be prepared for a potential bad storm. You have to go out and get on lines to get gas. You have to try to find water. There's so much work. And then when the storm misses you, you've lost an entire weekend planning for something that didn't even hit. So there's that whole factor, too. You don't even have to get hit by the storm to feel the effects of these things. And it's very stressful.
Yeah.
So why Michigan? You could have moved inland anywhere. You could have moved back to the Northeast inland a little bit. Why Michigan?
Well, the main reason is my sister lives here. She lives in Ann Arbor. And just coincidentally, I was kind of reading articles about climate change. And some of the articles I read pointed out, like you said earlier, the Great Lakes might be a place to, you know, a desired place to live in case climate change really took effect and the coast became a place you wouldn't want to live, because there is that supply of fresh water. Their temperature may become a little bit milder. I mean, there is the flip side where I guess I hear that potentially climate change could cause more severe winters, and that will be
polar vortex.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of strong data to show that there's some kind of shift of population to states such as Michigan as of yet. How many families, though, do you think are thinking like you, considering the future, the way the climate is working out, and are taking action like you two did?
I'm not sure. I was trying to convince all my friends down in Florida to come up and move here so we could all be together again, but nobody seems too interested in leaving Florida because of the winters that I've talked to.
I'm just wondering if the people you know are having the kind of discussions. Maybe they're not ready to pull the trigger yet and sell their property, but are they talking about these things in a real way in your community in Florida?
You know, like I said before, we wanted to be ahead of the curve because I feel like most people really aren't thinking about it. I think this storm is going to throw a shock into a lot of people, and I think a lot more people will start having those serious discussions. But talking to friends. Some, you know, when I told them why we were leaving, you know, I was totally forthright with them, like, we're leaving because we see this place as somewhere where you don't want to live in 10 years. And a lot of them, you know, were, they, the wheels started spinning and I could see them thinking about it. There were very few people. There were some people that were kind of climate denialists, very few. They were like, well, what are you, crazy? Yeah. This is not really happening. I'm like, yeah, all right.
You've mentioned that a couple of times and, you know, that's become a very politicized issue.
Mm-hmm.
Admitting climate change is happening is one thing.
Yeah.
Whether indicating that, you know, whether it's human cost or mm-hmm. not is something completely different. Do you know people who would think that you were foolish for making this move?
Well, yeah. I know a few. Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah.
What do they say?
Well, they're climate deniers, basically. Yeah, our neighbors were like, you know, oh, it's just a cycle. It gets like this all the time. You just don't remember how bad it was before. Mm-hmm.
There's so many people who still deny that it's actually even happening. Like you said, you know, the data is clear that it is. It's really, the question is whether that's man-made. I think that's pretty much settled too. But, you know, if you want to believe 97% of the climate scientists. So a lot of the denial on that side, I think, a lot of it, like you said, is very political and it's very ideologic. They start with that ideology and then lawyer their way to, well, you know, it's only 97% of the scientists. And I could show this one here that says, you know, they'll latch onto that. And that's just human psychology. So.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your move to Michigan? Are you happy so far?
Oh, yeah. I'm ecstatic. It's absolutely beautiful where we live. And the people are so much nicer.
Well, welcome to Michigan.
Thank you.
And prep for your winter. Buy extra clothing.
Yeah. I see they make heated clothing now, which they didn't have when I was in Maryland.
I've never used those. I just find that layers work
well. I will
let
you know how it works because I am definitely getting some.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.